Hello, my name is Luis Mendoza.
And my name is Zane Vang.
My name is Angel.
Hello, this time we will be talking about the boy in striped pajamas. We will be talking about the theme of innocence of children.
The theme innocence of children. You can see the theme innocence of children in the book on page 33, where Bruno and Greta was talking to each other and giving out solutions about what they see and what they think is about. They were talking about the camp, and Greta think it was the countryside, and she think that it was the countryside because of what she learned from school about the farm, the barn, and all those places where people work. And because it have less houses, less people, not as much crowded as their old house in Berlin. So they didn't know what the camp is all about. So that's how the innocence of children is shown in this page, this passage.
All right, the theme of innocence of children can be seen throughout the book in the quote. Okay, stop that. where's it? All right, so I chose a quote to show this. The theme in the quote was on page 26, and it reads, "I think I like that one. I don't know which one I prefer though, yours or father's." They say this quote is when Bruno was talking. Okay. And he's talking about the armbands that Shmuel was wearing, which had the star David on it. And he's talking about his father's armband had the swastika on it. And this shows his innocence because he doesn't know the meaning behind the two symbols. One was to show that the Jews were to mark the Jews and show like he's a Jew, he's not a human. And one was to show the swastika, to show that his father was a superior.
What? Angel, isn't that discrimination?
Well, it's part of child innocence too.
Okay,
because it shows his Bruno doesn't know the meaning. I said this in thinking you're paying attention.
Oh, sorry. Keep on going, like we were saying. I'm sorry.
I'm done. Yeah, nice.
On page 24 and 25, we see that Bruno and Gretel are mispronouncing Auschwitz. I see that as a child innocence because Bruno and Gretel are clueless about what's going on. They are too young to know and understand what's going on. Like, they're young. They are mispronouncing Auschwitz because, like, as a kid, you when you see kids, they all mispronounce words and it's a long word. And I believe they don't know what Auschwitz is. And on page 100, Bruno said that it looks like the people on the other side are wearing pajamas. That is also innocence of children because, like I said, he is too young to understand. He thought they were all having fun. And the people from inside were wearing uniforms. And when they went to the other side, they knew that they were in control of the people wearing pajamas. And like a children, he thought that it's like kind of normal.
So going off what the quote that Luis said about the kids, not the kids, Bruno seeing the kids and the people wearing striped pajamas in the camp, on page 207, there's a passage where Bruno's thinking or what he imagined what life would be in the camp. And says, in his imagination, he had thought of all the huts were full of families, happy families, and some who sat outside on rocking chairs in the evening and told stories about how things were so much better when they were children. Basically, this quote shows innocence of children right here because Bruno, even though he saw Shmuel and the people from distance, he still couldn't know or he didn't know that the people were beating in the camp were being treated badly. Are you recording?
No.
So Bruno didn't know that they were being treated badly in the camp. But after he snuck in with Shmuel's help, he finally realized that life in the camp was horrible. Well, he didn't actually realize that right away, but he kind of knew. He said he didn't want to be there. He wanted to go back to the house. But he felt that if he left, he'll feel bad because he told Shmuel.
And how is that part of innocence of children?
Because it shows that he didn't know how
It was like in the camp. Oh, okay, sorry. Keep on going. He thought it was all happy and stuff.
Oh,
like everybody was
like, because there were like a lot of kids that he could play with.
Yeah, basically. So where was I?
That about the Captain Bruno.
You were. Oh yeah. Well, I was talking.
You're saying that he wants to go back. That's what you're saying. Keep on going.
Sorry about that sudden cutoff right there. I was really interrupted by Luis, and I gotta go. So bye.
So on page 148 to 149, we all see the innocence of children again. What I mean by you see the innocence of children is that Bruno doesn't know why Lieutenant Cutler got so angry over a spill of wine and why he beaten the old man named Pavel.
Okay.
It's Pavel. Yeah. He doesn't know why Pavel got beaten. He just thought that Lieutenant Cutler was just being mean and stuff like that. He did. No one tried to stop it because the other know why Lieutenant. Yeah. Yeah, because they were Nazi. So that's why Nazi doesn't really like the Jew. So they beat the Jews, they killed them and everything. And Bruno was just one of those innocent people who doesn't know anything, especially at children. So that's why it had to do with the theme called Innocence of Children. So that's all.
My name is Luis.
And my name is Zhang Wang.
And that's all for today.